bring Alan back into the conversation. Calling from Gilbert, has a wet spot beside his house. He just cannot detect the source of the moisture. Been in the house since August. Alan, welcome back to Rosie on Owls, and thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
All right. One of the very first things you said is, I'm absolutely 100% positive it's not my irrigation system.
That's correct.
Okay, why are you so absolutely definitely positive?
Well, my main solenoid box is about 3 or 4, maybe even 5 feet to the east of where the wet spot is, and there are no lines going that way.
Okay. If we truly can eliminate the irrigation system, then the next thing I'm going to ask you to do, if it were my house, the next thing I would do, Alan, is I would go out there and I would simply excavate both sides of the wet spot. Is the wet spot the size of a basketball, or is it the size of a Volkswagen?
Oh, it appears to be about 2 feet wide and maybe 3 feet, 4 feet long.
Okay.
It'll be soft digging.
Yeah. I would get in there and I would dig at least 12 to 18 inches deep. And I would see if I was getting wetter or if I was getting drier. If I'm getting drier, the moisture is obviously coming from somewhere on top of the surface. If I'm getting wetter, we're obviously getting to a spot. When the plumber or the builder came out there to troubleshoot it, did they take a prod and try and prod the soil to see how deep the moisture was?
They took a broom handle and tried to push it down into the dirt, and it doesn't go down. But I dug about in the center of this place. I dug a hole with a small shovel,
good.
Spade, like a garden shovel.
Okay.
And I dug it down about 6 or 8 inches clear to the cement wall that goes underneath my garage. And then I pushed a long-bladed screwdriver down into that, and when I pulled it back up, the end of the screwdriver was damp.
Okay.
But he couldn't push a pole into it.
Okay. Well, we generally don't test soil with something like a broom handle. That's a little unconventional. We're usually doing it with a long steel rod, like a very, very thin piece of rebar. You know, even the septic tank guys use is just an 1/8-inch steel prod they just stick in the ground till they hit the top of the concrete tank. That's more of what is typically used for moisture testing the soil. I'm thinking if I started digging and I stuck a screwdriver and I got down to the foundation and I stuck a screwdriver in and it still went, now I'm looking for some kind of subsurface. It's got a moisture leak down there below somewheres. Water bill, you've had this since you moved in August?
Yeah. Doesn't seem to be a significant increase in the water.
You moved in August. We had a very hot, dry August. We got a few rains a little bit later in the fall, even before the rains started. Is this on the north, south, east, or west side of the house?
It's on the east. The biggest problem is on the east side of my garage.
Okay.
And it didn't go away when it was hot. It just stayed moist all the time.
Boy, Alan, about the only thing I could tell you to do at this point is either continue digging and see what that exposes to you, or hire one of the Rosie certified plumbers that you can find on our website, and they could come out and do a leak detection. Or if the house is still under warranty, I would demand that the contractor do that for me. And just say, look, if you don't find a leak, I'll pay for it. But I'm suspicious it's a leak, and I'd like to get this done.
I had a plumber out here, and all he really did was look at it and say, that's damp. I don't know what that is. Took the two cleanouts, which are just on the inside of the garage, about in that same area.
Okay.
Took them off and ran some water through it and said, no, the water runs through fine. But,
okay.
You know, I'm suspicious that it might not be, or it might be a crack in my sewer line.
It may have been a plumber without any kind of locating equipment. There is equipment, special cameras and electronics that they can use to locate the
Well, and I'm thinking if it's the plumber that actually installed the system with the construction of the house, he may not be too interested in trying to
find his own problem.
Yeah, so, Alan, I would tell you at this point, that doesn't sound like a very thorough investigation, removing the clean-out caps and running water down the line. That really isn't good. That tells you that the sewer line is draining. It really doesn't tell you whether or not there's a leak or not. So if you can't get the builder under a warranty period to take a look at it, then I would simply go to rosieonthehouse.com, pull out one of our plumbers, have them come take a look at it, keep your receipt, and if in fact you find out that it's a leak and the house is still under warranty, you'll be able to attach that to your inquiry that you'll file at the Register of Contractors to get the thing resolved. Keep us posted, Alan. Get one of the Rosie on the House plumbers out there, and let's see what we can find out. I don't think you've had an exhaustive investigation yet at this point. So I appreciate the call. Thanks a million. We've got Tim calling from Scottsdale on a heating and cooling question. And Jim, says he's from Minnesota, and he wants to talk about advice on windows. I'll tell you what, Jim. At the Holiday Inn in Duluth, on the day, it was 6 degrees, feels like 7 below. There was ice on the inside of the windows in our motel room. A layer of ice inside the windows.
That's cold.
You know how long it took to get dressed every time you wanted to go outside?
How many layers?
When we get back, y'all, we'll take these calls.
Number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.